What one campaign rally in Michigan reveals about young voters ahead of the midterm elections?
I don't know. I don't know. The DNC rejected condemnation of AIPAC. I don't know. Maybe that's what the people really want.
Oh, God. Speaking of the event that Hassan did with Abdul al-Sayed, did you guys see the... hold on. Olivia Rheingold is the despicable, evil, demonic free press writer who pressed Abdul al-Sayed and asked him if he supports a Jewish state. And when Abdul said, "What is the definition of a Jewish state? If you can't define it, I'm not going to answer it." And she didn't have an answer. Abdul al-Sayed, who is Muslim, walks a fine line on the Jewish state. On Tuesday night, he told the crowd, as he does often, that his problem is not with Jews. "All of us love and revere Jewish folk, our Jewish neighbors, the faith of Judaism," he said, hands outstretched. Later that night, in a makeshift spin room assembled by the campaign, he rebuffed my question on whether he believes in Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. "What do you mean by Jewish state?" he retorted, narrowing his eyes. "Muslimy. If you can't answer that question, I'm not going to answer it." And she still doesn't answer it here in this post. Not the makeshift spin room? Yeah, dude, there's like video of him not narrowing his eyes at you. You fucked up there and you're fucking up here. 700 likes, 1.2k comments. It's cartoonish how they are with the evil-ass terrorist state. Like how devoted they are? Yeah. Israel's got shooters, man. Often literally. There's nobody in America who loves America as much as Zionists love Israel. "For someone who often waves around his respect for Judaism, he seemed unaware of something elementary." Dude, Barry Weiss is so lazy, and it carries over into the free press. What do you mean your shit-ass fake journalist tries to do a spin room in the form of a tweet? Like, back in the good old days, she would write a whole article where she subtly misrepresents the events of the evening, but instead what she did here was bombed in public and then just tweets about it where she lies and then bombs with the tweet. It's so embarrassing. Double tap. Israeli tradition? Well, I mean, that's her argument, right? "For someone who often waves around his respect for Judaism, he seemed unaware of something elementary. Judaism is not only a religion, but a people with a long-standing connection to Israel that runs through its prayers, traditions, and history." Okay, so again, like, you're an anti-Semite. Your argument is, without any exaggeration, that Jewish people are innately genocidal. That's, like, you're literally, it's JQ but positive stuff. Like, again, your argument is, like, choose, American people. Jewish right to commit a genocide or, like, the future of life on Earth? I don't know, man. Still can't answer his question? No, of course not. And they all have dual loyalty. It's not dual loyalty if they're not loyal to America. Also, I bristle a little bit at dual loyalty as, like, a term, like, in a vernacular sense. But it is a little bit difficult to avoid tripping on it when, like, these people are openly only loyal to Israel, and they say so. Like, dual loyalty was a really pernicious lie back during the rise of the Nazi state, because Jewish Germans were actually really fucking patriotic. Like, for what? Like, a couple of things. For one, Israel didn't even exist back then. Dual loyalty to what? The Jewish Bolshevik state of Soviet Union? Well, that's what the Nazis argued, right? Like, what? Okay. Second of all, the Jews were actually, by and large, an extremely patriotic ethnic minority in Germany. And for three, the dynamic there, like, I mean, you don't need me to tell you that Nazis lied about Jews. I would hope many of you would have arrived at that conclusion yourself, or perhaps have caught many of my videos where I've talked about that in the past, but, like, totally unfounded. But it seems like now that everyone understands the dual loyalty trope is, in fact, a trope, all of the advocates for Israel feel like they can get away with openly saying that they have dual loyalty. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, it's like what they do with blood libel. Like, everyone knows blood libel is a trope, so now Zionists get to openly covet the death of the children of their enemies. And they're like, "Well, you can't criticize us because that's the blood libel trope." And I'm like, "It's not libel, dog. You're doing it in 4K. It's not a trope and it's not libel. You're doing it. Stop doing it. I don't think Jews do it. I think you're doing it. I don't think Jews in America have dual loyalty by and large, unless you're referring to dual loyalty to the state of America and the state of New York City. I think you have dual loyalty, or perhaps not at all, because you're not even remotely loyal to America. The average evangelical Christian, of which there are, who, by the way, many more than there are Jews in America or in the world, is more loyal to Israel than America, objectively. How else do you explain people like Lindsey Graham? It used to be a Catholic thing. Yes. There was a widespread fear that JFK would defer to papal authority rather than the will of the American people, as opposed to today, where American presidents openly proclaim greater loyalty to the Prime Minister of Israel, and no one talks about it. They're not even Jewish. Mindset is important for mental health. Do not think of the DNC as a pit of snakes, but rather a primary rich environment. That's fucking true.
Answer you just gave there. How is that not an
the interaction in question?
Because the logic, if you extend the logic there, that would be like if after October 7th, someone went to a mosque and was upset, you know, did something awful there. How is that logic? How does that not translate?
Well, after October 7th, there was a whole genocide against Palestinians.
They blew up a lot of mosques in Gaza. I don't know if Free Press reported on that. Sorry.
So, no, I just, look, at the end of the day, we can play this rhetorical game where we...
Hassan's so tall. For anyone interested in the technicals, by the way, the reason why people are making fun of Hassan's fit from the side is because Hassan is wearing larger pants that are typically worn with a crop jacket. That's a pretty common fit these days. Or, I think Hassan really likes... Chinese jackets, doesn't he? Or like he wore, I don't know what the term for it would be because I'm American or whatever, but like he likes longer jackets that kind of look like the Maoist style, you know, like a heavy wide shouldered and then very roomy down to the core, which gives you kind of a rectangular shape. Like I think of it as the Mao suit, I guess, but it's like it is an archetype. It's a proportional archetype. The problem is that suit jackets or sport coats or whatever, which are typically worn with higher waisted pants, are cinched at the waist. So what you get is pants that are very bulky around the hips and midsection, but rather than them being covered up by the silhouette of a big rectangular jacket or complemented by the silhouette of a cropped rectangular jacket, Hassan's wearing something that cinches at the waist and then... spreads out around the hips, meaning you're doubling the heavy fabric around the hips between the pants and the jacket, which creates the visual impression of having very wide hips. So that's the reason why from the side he looks kind of pear-shaped. Of course, Hassan is not pear-shaped in real life. He's huge. You know what I mean? Can you be Hassan's stylist? No, Hassan knows way more about fashion and modeling than I do. I'm just commenting on this because I'd be willing to bet I probably know more about men's suiting than he does.
Pretend that all actions stand on their own without a context, or we can try and have an adult conversation about context that exists in the world. Because at the end of the day, we all live in the same confined world. The things that happen one place in the world can affect what happens somewhere else in the world. And if we're serious about preventing bad things from happening in the world, we also have to be serious about the context in which they're created. And I'm trying to be serious about that context. So I can both say that the attack on Temple Israel was anti-Semitic and wrong. And I can also say that the circumstances that created that, it didn't happen in a vacuum. And that those circumstances that created that are important to stand up against as well. So, you know, the notion that somehow I cannot condemn a war.
What do you think of Summer Lee? Don't we like Summer Lee? We like Summer Lee, don't we? I'm not mixing two people up. I think we like Summer Lee.
That killed a little boy and a little girl in Lebanon because of an attack on Temple Israel seems to me inconsistent with the way the world actually works. And I'd like to live in a world where we stand up against any and all violence, understanding that anti-Semitism is wrong, understanding that wars that we should not be fighting are also wrong, and understanding that there really is a connection between the two of them, however much the rhetorical games that people try to play tell us that there somehow is not.
We're going to take two more questions. I'm sorry, we're going to have to move on to the next person. I'm sorry, Olivia.
As a Jewish state.
Olivia, we're going to have to move on.
So I'd love to take the question. I'd love to take the question, actually.
Thank you.
What do you mean by Jewish state?
I feel like
if you can't define their question, I'm not going to answer your question.
We're going to move on to the next person.
Pathetic. Bombing in person, bombing in the tweet, bombing in the article. The Free Press. Abdul al-Sayed, who is Muslim, narrowed his eyes in a Muhammad-esque fashion. Praising Allah and all his marvels on earth, he responded, "Can you define a Jewish state?" He rubbed his hands together, sultanically, with the devious grin of a caliph. He rejected the innocent question. This is fucking sick of your ass. I'm sick of their asses, man. What do you mean by a Jewish state? Dumbledore asked calmly. J.K. Rowling would never write that.